Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 to the Hour, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Skip Miller's our guest. The new book is selling above and below the line. Convince the C-suite, win over management, secure the sale. William Skip Miller is on the book. M3Learning.com, that's his website. I encourage you to check it out. You'll thank me later. Skip, we're talking about how to be relevant to prospects. I spend all my days talking about this. I wrote a book about the topic today. And you said it a minute ago. When I was a pup, when I was coming up, Skip, a business owner, a manager, an accountant for a plant accountant. They knew that sometime during the day that a salesperson was going to call on them cold, and they were going to take that call because that salesperson had knowledge they needed, had information they needed. Well, they don't have to have that anymore. So what I call the screen, I say, has been converted into the relevance firewall. You got to get through a firewall today if you're going to get face-to-face with people, and that takes more talk. That takes more thinking, more strategy, right?
Jim, selling above and below the line basically says there's two value propositions, one above the line and one below the line. The below the line is the user buyer. They're the person who's going to use your thing, and to be relevant to them, you got to speak to their language. Above the line is the business owner. They're the financial buyer, and they're saying, you know, if I'm going to make an investment, you know, what's the big word here? What's the outcome I'm going to get for an investment like this? So there's two different value propositions. So in your prospecting, number one, know who you're talking to. And there's two quick things to help your business owners and to help your people when they're prospecting either above or below the line. Numbers, names, and time travel. Number one, numbers work. In that first sentence or first 10, 15 words you're going to use, people remember 30%, 7 million, 16 million, I mean, a gap of 10%. Use numbers or names. Jim Smith, Mary Jones. In those first 10 words where someone's going to get an email on a mobile device and you want them to open up, numbers and names work. So if you're going to try to prospect and do your homework, like you just said, Jim, they've got to use numbers and names in those first 10, 15 words to have somebody try to open up their email.
There are a few companies that I do business with that I allow into my email that I don't, you know, don't get rid of. These are companies that I like their stuff. I want to know what's going on, what they have to offer.
Yep.
And they send me stuff, and oftentimes the very first word is 25% off. I open those every time.
That's exactly right. So numbers and names are being, again, stop saying, I think, I would like to, what we would like to do for you. Our view is, get rid of that first perspective and really jump on numbers and names. Another good tip, Jim, is something we call time traveling. You know, over the last 3 months, as you prepare for the next 3 months, between now and the end of the year, as if you time travel, you actually create a three-dimensional space, which is much more relevant than 2D. We mostly are fix-it people. We love two dimensions. What's your problem? I fix it, I win. Yay!
How about a question? How about a question? What if you ask him a question? What if you said something like, did you know, blah, blah, blah. Have you seen this research? How about things like that?
Creates curiosity, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I may be likely to open that. Have you seen this research? Especially if the overall message looks like it might be a solid company, not just some robot sending me stuff.
I still have an AOL address. I mean, my current email is on Gmail, but I still have my AOL address. So I get on AOL every so often. And all of a sudden I'll see something like, guess what Kim and Kanye are up to? What? Why am I opening this? One, it was a question that caused curiosity. So, I mean, you're sitting there going, wow. So, guys, you know, in the old days when you used to knock on doors or dial for dollars, we've replaced that with emails, campaign emails, and LinkedIn. You know, use the tools that are effective, especially if you're going to sell above the line before C-suite buyer.
Right.
And do your homework. Use names, numbers, and time travel.
Yep.
If you have
names, numbers,
the questions and curiosity is great. But names, numbers, and time traveling, you know, we've got, Jim, people saying that they get 30 to 40% open rate on their email, which the typical average is somewhere around 9%.
All that's in the book, folks, so Selling Above and Below the Line by Skip Miller, wherever books are sold. Hey, Skip, good job today. Come back soon.
Okay, pleasure. Have a good
time. See you next time. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.